Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is December 30th, 2024. It is Monday. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. First patient is Vanclev, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-563-5178. It is cell number. Another number is 586-774-9954. Subjective and objective data. Leslie is a 66-year-old, married, Caucasian male, has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. Patient has a problem of non-compliance with the treatment. During previous evaluation, his doses of trileptal was increased to 600 milligrams twice a day. Patient was seen with his wife, who reported that this medication has been helping him a lot, but the effect of medication was not as it was before. Maybe some change in formulation. His wife Christina wanted that if a longer acting preparation can be given. I further discussed that I will look into that, and if there is a possibility, I will change it. Yet, I also explained that this medication is a form of carbamazepine, but is a metabolite. Another name for the longer acting prescription is Oxtellar, O-X-T-E-L-L-A-R, Oxtellar, T-E-L-L-A-R-X-R, which is longer acting, and I will give him 300 milligrams twice a day. I explained his wife's risk, benefit, and side effect. Leslie described that medication has been helping him a lot and is feeling much better. He is alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, effect was bright, his speech was clear. Hello? Yeah, so what I am, Rastogi, you told me a lot of things on that day, but everything I could not grasp it. I want to come to you to see you. Are you available at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, between 1 to 2? After 2:30? Okay, I can. Okay, so after 2:30, how about 3 o'clock? Okay, thank you. I'll see you. Bye. Bye.
Yet,
I further educate him about the medication, Depakote, 500 milligram at bedtime. Seroquel 400 milligram in the morning, Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day. He risk, benefit, side effect explained. Leslie described that he is doing much better. He has no altercation with his wife, and he has been cooperative. He has a good holidays, and he wished me for the Happy New Year. The same I reciprocated. Period. Patient. Wife was explained about the medication, consent was obtained, period assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, period of aggressive behavior at times, currently stable, will change trileptal 600 milligrams twice a day to Oxtellar XR 300 milligrams twice a day, Depakote ER 500 milligrams at bedtime, Seroquel 400 milligrams at bedtime, Seroquel 100 milligram BID, 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effect explained, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next solution is on Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Her date of birth is 05-24-1981. Her date of birth is, her date of elevation is 12-30-2024. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subject to Anjita. Elizabeth described that she has been doing better and has been, her mood is pleasant, effect was bright. She search in Google and find out Ingriza, and she for herself contacted the Walgreen pharmacy and reported that it needed authorization and it can be given. I further discussed that definitely I would like to prescribe Ingriza 40 mg daily as she has symptoms of tardive dyskinesia. And it was also reported that memantine is not a very strong medication which can be helping. Therefore, I will gradually reduce the dose of memantine to 100 mg BID until she get Ingriza 40 mg daily. Continue with the Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Paxil 30 mg daily, Lamictal 100 mg BID, and clonazepam 0.5 mg at bedtime on PRN basis. She was alert, oriented, her mood was present, effect was poor, upper speech was clear. She denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any RAT of visual hallucination or any perceptive feeling. Her oral dyskinetic movement has shown some improvement. Also, in the hand tremors are reduced. There was no suicidal thoughts, no RAT visual hallucination, no agitation, aggression. Patient prescribed medication has been helping, and hopefully if she get Ingriza, she will feel much better. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, tardive dyskinesia. Plan, I review all, I will send all the prescription, and I will also send Ingriza 40 mg daily after approval from the company. A follow up appointment was recommended in 30 days. Prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next solution is Frances, F-R-A-N-C-S, Gayes, G-A-Y-E-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective patient was seen via doxy. Patient has made patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Princess is a 48-year-old, married, African-American female, recently discharged from Macomb Hospital on 12-23-2024 due to the non-compliance with the medication. Patient stay for 10 days and shows improvement. She was discharged on Abilify 20 mg daily, and Dr. Kotha, K-O-T-H-A, also gave her Abilify Maintena on December 23rd, the day of discharge, and the next dose is due in 30 days. Frances described that she has been feeling good, sleeping good, eating good. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has been compliant with the medications and the treatment. There is no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Around period, patient had good relationship with her husband and not talking about any paranoid thoughts or hallucinating or causing involuntary tremors or suicidal homicidal behavior. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder is stable. Plan, continue with Abilify 20 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered, but again, an Abilify maintained up 400 mg intramuscularly. Next dose will be given on December 21st or 22nd. Risk, benefit, side effect as planned. I further explain about an appointment in 2 weeks for monitoring and further management. prognosis guided, end of dictation. Next relation is Thompson Mori, Thompson Mori, Mauri. Her date of birth is 9/3/1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8192. Date of relation is 12/30/2024. Subjective answer. Mauri is a 51-year-old female who has been in treatment for depression and attention deficit disorder. She described this. She has been undergoing a lot of problems due to the pain all over the body, especially smaller and bigger joint. She has seen by primary care physician who were giving narco but had not been effective. She also, she described when she get steroid, her pain was relieved, but that caused a problem. So, recently, her primary care physician has prescribed higher doses of narco, but it is mail order, and she described it is delayed in delivery. Patient has an appointment to see a rheumatologist. Patient was alert, oriented, cooperative. Patient was provided counsel, education, and also encouragement. She described the depression medication has been helping, but because of the pain, her depression getting worse, but she can focus better. She is working as a nurse in an extended care facility. Patient was cooperative, alert, and oriented. Mood was euthymic. Affect was sad. Speech was clear. She was cooperative. Had a good interaction. There was no suicidal or homicidal behavior. Patient was given insight into her difficulties and the problem. Patient has a history of assault and injury in previous nursing home. Assessment, major depressive disorder, recurrent attention deficit disorder, history of assault and chronic back pain. Plan, continue with the Focalane XR 10 milligrams daily. Trintellix 10 milligrams daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect are explained. Prognosis guarded. Next relation is Gardner David, G-R-D-N-E-R David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subject to agenda. David is a 46-year-old, married, Caucasian male, has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. Yet, patient has been doing good. Currently, he is involved in real estate business and has been busy. He described that he is working on his difficulties and taking his medication. At times, especially during night time, sometimes he gets paranoid, for which he likes to continue flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime. Yet, he is sleeping and eating all right. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was counseled, educated about the medications, provided encouragement. Patient has been adherent with the medications and has been feeling good. He is productive at work. He is on clonopin 0.5 mg bedtime on a PRN basis, Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime, cogentin 1 mg at bedtime, Tegretol XR 200 mg tablet. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. I discussed further that I would rather discontinue his clonopin. I don't want to make him dependent on it. He take only one tablet, but I will not give on a monthly basis. Prior to which agreed, prognosis guarded. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation.